what comes.
This is Lily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and welcome to the Lily Show, but there's only one Lily here today, the one with a Y and not an I. Today we have replacing second Lily, Spencer.
My mic isn't on.
Your mic is on.
Oh, I can't hear myself.
No, you're on mic 4C. Just talk a little louder.
Can you hear me?
It's your headphones.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's working.
That's important.
Welcome to the set. Lily and I were joking a while ago about doing a Surrender All to God set. I forgot what the joke is even about, but you just heard Como No Pa Tu Lue by Trinix. It's loud enough.
No. Can you turn the headphones?
That's there.
No. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway. Sorry.
Crazy song. I've been annoying people with it for weeks because I love house and I love gospel, and some people would argue that this is a worse version of both, and they'd be wrong. So today we're going to listen to some very godly songs. We're going to end with my favorite gospel song ever, so you have to stick around for that. But we're about to hear Prelude by The Millennium. Pretty God-inciting track. And then after that, we're actually going to hear what I would consider in my mind a Spencer song, but we'll get there when we get there. So enjoy Prelude.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard Angel by Belly, and before that, Amen by Spaceman 3, and even before that, Prelude by The Millennium. Crazy songs, if you ask me. Belly's actually playing in Boston tonight. Other Lily is there with her father currently. There's also Eve's Tumor tonight, which, you know, once Spotify put an Eve's Tumor song in my gospel mix, and by once, I mean every single day an Eve's Tumor song is in any gospel mix. But certainly Heavenly Songs. Spencer, do you have a word on Amen by Spaceman 3 that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I really like that song. And, I mean, wait, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I really like Amen. And also all of Taking Drugs. Oh, is that radio appropriate?
Yeah, Taking Drugs to Make Music to Take Drugs.
Yeah, okay. Taking Drugs to Make Music to Take Drugs too. I mean, you can also listen to literally anything else that Spaceman 3 did, and you can enjoy it. It's pretty heavenly stuff. They write about God a lot. I mean, they do.
They have
like
a song called Jesus as well.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one though.
There's a Wilco song.
I own that. I own Jesus on vinyl. Fun fact. Anyway, Spaceman 3 is great, and so is The Millennium. I was very excited to see that on the set list, and also disappointed to not see the follow-up track to it, which is to Claudia on Thursday. Like, there's a really good kind of, it just moves into to Claudia on Thursday very, very smoothly, but maybe another time.
Maybe on Spencer's own respective show.
No, I wasn't criticizing.
I know.
I wasn't
criticizing. Which is Fridays at 3 p.m. every other week.
Yeah, every other week. Not this week. After being demoted.
Yeah. All right.
So that's that. Oh, so sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up is Miracles by Alex G. From God Save the Animals. A very obvious pick. And then after Godsend by Beat Happening. So, enjoy.
And lonely days, infinite futures come a single past. Everyone whimpers, nobody lasts. Make me feel powerless. Well, baby, promises, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses.
You're a godsend. guys. Wait.
Simplicity is Beautiful by Juliana Hatfield, and before that you heard Godsend Beat Happening. I have an affinity for long form songs. This is not my favorite, but it's up there, and I'm giving myself a little treat of playing it on air since Lily isn't here and it's not eating up like a third of my air time, but a sixth. I think both of those songs are heavenly. I think they're heavenly, and they talk a little bit about God, so it fits. I think also before Godsend, you heard Miracles by Alex G. I don't remember if I talked before that or not. Anyways, we're going to get into some more direct Surrender All to God-esque songs, though the first one you really can't beat, huh? Oh, and before that, we're going to do a PSA. All right. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeastern Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now we're going to hear some more explicitly Surrender All to God-esque songs. I'm not going to do our usual bits of PSA. I'm so sorry to our singulars, maybe multiple regular listeners. So we're going to hear Blessed and Highly Favored by the Clark Sisters, a deeply 2000s cover. You should all look at it, but it is so, so fun. And yeah, I hope you all enjoy. That was blessed and highly favored by the Clark sisters. I'm talking for two reasons, because the next song is too much of a stark transition, and also because Spencer said something funny. Spencer?
What did I don't know what I said that was funny.
Spencer likes making fun of me for some of my variable religious convictions, and he just said, I want to go to church.
Well, no, it's just, you know.
Gospel music is great.
Yeah, gospel music's great. I mean, where else can you get people, like, absolutely going at it on the vocals, but also not being arrogant about it? Like
divine inspiration solely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just, you know, I mean, there are places that you can do it. And this specific...
What do you have in mind?
I mean, I'm saying that, like, you can do the same thing without it being, like, a religious thing in various contexts. Or, like, you know, various types of music. A.K.A. Screamo, Scrams. which, well, by the way...
That's a crazy comparison. Okay.
No, I think they're pretty much the same thing, honestly, in terms of the vocal, like... expression.
Okay.
Well, do you disagree or no?
Yeah, I think that's a bold claim.
Obviously, the type of, like, what is being done vocally is different, but the requirements on somebody's lungs and vocal talent are kind of...
Oh, okay, the technical ability?
Well,
sure.
sort of, but also, like, the expression aspect, where it is, like, an absolute, like, cry out to the audience and also
to humanity.
Yeah, something broader. But anyway, I think that Screamo is probably something like that. So, yeah. I mean, there are other things, but that's like the easiest one to make. And
I know, I think what you're saying about it not being conceited is really interesting, because I mean,
well, like, if you hear Adele sing, you're like, oh, like, she thinks way too much of herself.
Well, also because so many criticisms of Christianity is that, you know, it's a very, very twisted, like, version of self-hatred and self-love. I'm so sorry to everyone. I just left my Nietzsche seminar. So this is on the mind. But I just think it's a really beautiful way to channel human expression. And I think the church is a great patron of the arts directly and indirectly.
True.
And gospel music is one of my most favorite things. I'm so excited to hear mine. It's the third song from now. I'm very excited. I don't know. I think it's hard to be humble and still make great music. It's hard to be humble, be an artist, because of, you know, the nature of it. So
yeah, I agree.
I think gospel music's a beautiful exception.
Yeah, you have to think that you're bad at your job, you know, to make good art, I think.
Honestly, like, your job shouldn't be art, you know?
Well,
it's such
a
hard conviction, because you want to be able to dedicate all of your drives to that, just making art, so it can be the best possible. But to believe in your own art, it kind of has to pervert itself and become a little bit arrogant, less raw, less honest, less veiled, and more veiled. We're gonna move on to a very contrived genre, Wilco, which is what do people call it, like, something for something alt country and alt folk. Jack will argue that this is a fake.
No, don't give him that airtime.
I mean, I kind of agree that it alt country and alt folk isn't exactly a real genre, and that it's, like, kind of made up for kind of obnoxious people.
Yeah,
you know what, if Wilco's for obnoxious people, I'm obnoxious, so be it. I think Lily and I played Wilco last week too, but you're gonna hear Jesus Etc. Of the other lost my thought. Anyways, great album, and you know the theme comes through. And then I'm going to play a silly little duo after that. You're going to hear You Know More Than I Know by John Cale. Love John Cale. Love Fear. Great album. And then Because I'm Funny. After, we're going to hear my favorite gospel song, favorite song of the week that I've played for everyone ever, is Nobody Knows by Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir. One thing I will note is I think it's great how much sampling of choir has been going on in modern rap. It's really cool. If you go on a lot of different choirs, especially choirs from LA, they have one song with millions of streams, and it's because it was sampled on some much more famous song. But I don't know if this was sampled on anything, but it's great. All right, so let's get into some Wilco. Anything else?
No.
All right.
Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, and last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, out of is all we have. Out of, out of is all of God's money. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords, strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies, turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking, last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
Other angry hordes discuss what threats were made before. We don't need them anymore. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. Instead, I read.
and there's no more to be said. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. The blind may see, but stay behind relief of all liability and greed. And there's nothing more you need. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. Traps for us, the rats, and then nothing more to catch. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. Then bury me deep down among the into the hearts of all the weak, and there's nothing more so weak. You know more than I know. You know more than I know. You know more than I know.
All right. That was You Know More Than I Know by John Cale. Oh no, I had something fun to say and I forgot it. I think I was just going to say it's a gut-wrenching song, something along those lines.
You like the music.
And that I like the music. Isn't that crazy that music has a spiritual power or whatever, and it makes sense, it's always been present in the church. Stop. What's the thumbs down about as a musician yourself? Come on.
I don't like music.
Oh. You should really stop doing so much with it then.
I know.
Wow. You know, I met someone today who didn't know what the Tuff Station was. Did you know that?
You mean...
Are you familiar with the Tuff Station now?
No, what's the Tuff Station?
WMFO.
Oh.
Speaking of, this is Lily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening tonight. If you're driving, please drive safe. Please don't drive high or drunk, as other PSAs will say. And I hope you enjoyed the religious music, religious in the most loose sense possible. And... yeah, I hope everyone has a great, great, great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for not listening. Spencer, do you want to say something?
Bye. Have fun.
Have fun, everyone. And I hope you all enjoy the, what's the best way to put it? Absolutely soul-soothing sound of Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir. I recommend if you're ever really upset, listen to some gospel music, because... sometimes I just need people screaming in my ear about salvation in order to, you know, get the day going. So, enjoy the next song. Okay, bye-bye, and I'll see you all next week.
Kenny!